Well, a report out today from the American Lung Association finds that more than 50% of Americans live in counties with unhealthy levels of air pollution. And that's an improvement. The worst cities for short-term particle pollution are mostly in California. And in an effort to reduce the risk for young people there, that state banned public schools from being built within 500 feet of busy freeways. That was back in 2003. But the law does not apply to daycare centers and preschools. Deepa Fernandez from KPCC reports.
I'm on a busy corner in East Los Angeles. It's iconic LA. A maze of freeways and ramps snaking over and under and around. With me is Ed Avol. He's a professor at the University of Southern California and an expert on traffic pollution and its effect on children. He points to a preschool right across the street.
Yeah, we're right at the off-ramp of a freeway, directly across the street from the site, so it's a place where you see a lot of traffic and acceleration and potentially some number of trucks coming off, too.
The pollution from those trucks, he says, does the most damage.
Diesel is worse in the sense that diesel engines provide much higher concentrations of very small particles compared to gasoline engines.
Kids breathe in a lot of these particles, and their bodies don't have the defenses to fight them off. Research over decades has shown children suffer reduced lung functioning and respiratory illness from breathing in traffic pollution. And while the city's air is a lot cleaner than even a decade ago, a close look at the data shows 169 childcare centers serving nearly 10,000 kids in Los Angeles County are located within the 500-feet danger zone, close to freeways.
Five, six, seven.
20 miles south in the city of Long Beach, I find the Comprehensive Child Development Center. The preschool is tucked alongside the Terminal Island Freeway, which thousands of trucks use every day to move containers off the ports. Site supervisor LaTonya White takes me out to the playground.
How many children go here?
Here? Currently we usually have between 76 and 80 kids. We have six classrooms.
Among the kids at this state-funded preschool are formerly homeless children who live in a nearby housing complex. I ask White if she's worried about the pollution.
Yeah, I kind of, have concerns about that. And, we try to have meetings and, people, outside sources come in and explain, to parents and, how we can take care of that.
One of those strategies includes keeping children indoors with the windows closed. But there's only so much they can do to limit exposure. And research keeps uncovering more serious health risks for children who breathe in traffic pollution early in life. Autism, attention deficit disorder, slowed thinking, aggression, and other problems related not to their lungs, but to their brains.
My name is Dr. Bradley Peterson.
Dr. Peterson runs the Institute for the Developing Mind at Children's Hospital, LA. He's one of the country's foremost experts on neuroimaging. Peterson co-authored a study that found damage to the white matter in the brains of infants whose mothers were exposed to pollution during pregnancy. And
exposure in the first 5 years of life to air pollution also relates to brain tissue abnormalities.
In other words, damage starts well before a child enters kindergarten. Writer and mum, Tracy Moore, says she's worried about the effects of air pollution. She met me in Culver City in West LA, right by the highly trafficked 405 freeway.
We are very close to a daycare where my daughter used to go that we actually left because it was way too close to the freeway.
Moore was shocked that other parents were not up in arms about the freeway proximity and the stream of pollutants coming out of cars and trucks.
What I saw immediately was the threat of this invisible pollution, especially for a kid who's under five who's going to be playing outside. She's here 8 hours a day and probably would be outside easily for six of those hours.
Moore could afford to move her daughter to a new daycare, but low-income parents often don't have that luxury. The Mexican American Opportunity Foundation, or MAOF, is a non-profit agency that has 42 preschools across LA, including the one in East Los Angeles where we started this story. Vicky Santos is vice president of the company.
How do you respond on hearing that a couple of your preschool sites are right in very bad pollution zones?
That is not news to us. Although MAOF understands the importance, obviously, of clean air, we make sure that if there's any type of warnings or advisories that we don't take the children out.
But she says they can't just pick up and move the center.
That's very difficult because the funding isn't really there.
She estimates it would cost $750,000 to relocate just one center, money the organization doesn't have. MAOF serves mostly students whose families cannot afford childcare, and the state pays a minimal rate to the nonprofit for their education.
Santos says there are already so many barriers for poor children of color to get early education. She doesn't want parents to keep kids home because of bad air quality at preschool.
Childcare is important. We want to make sure that those families come in and they leave their children. So when they start their first day of kindergarten, they're ready and prepared.
But former state senator Martha Escutia, who sponsored the 2003 bill that prohibited new public schools close to freeways, says it's just a bad idea to send kids to preschool located near freeways. Preschools were not explicitly included in her bill, but...
If I were in Sacramento today, I would absolutely introduce a new bill to cover all preschools, public, nonprofit, and private. Period.
Experts say the air in L.A. is cleaner today due to major state policy changes. Now some community groups are pressuring California lawmakers to take further action to ban diesel trucks on certain freeways, a strategy they say would improve air not just for children who live or go to school by freeways, but for all Angelenos. For Here and Now, I'm Deepa Fernandez in Los Angeles.